Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In Revelation chapter 1, where it says, I, John, okay, he doesn't refer to himself in that as it would be the third person there. Second, how would that be in English? Third person, isn't it? He doesn't refer to himself again in third person until chapter 21, when he says, and I, John, saw. He was, I can't imagine what he saw. He was beside himself. And he said, I, John, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Again, I touched on this a little bit last week, where Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. In John chapter number 14, it's in heaven right now, where God's dwelling. Jesus is there with God, all the angelic beings and all. And there in heaven today, at this moment, is the New Jerusalem. One day, that city will be completed. Maybe today, I don't know. But one day, it's going to come down out of heaven. And I mentioned this last week, and I thought about more and more this week about it, and still, I'm not there yet. Sometimes it's refreshing just to say, I don't know. I just don't know. You know, will it be suspended over heaven or over the earth like a lot of people think? Or will it actually sit down here on earth? I don't know. I thought more about it this week. I read some more about it this week. And I'm getting closer to and it's so hard to change. Old habits are hard to break. And you've been taught something all your life, and I've been taught that it's going to be suspended over heaven. But I'm just coming closer and closer. I'm not there yet. To think I believe it's going to sit down on the earth where Jerusalem is. It's going to be the New Jerusalem again. I ain't going to fuss with anybody over that. But we know it's coming down out of heaven. Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. We'll get more into that next week in verses 9 and all, where it describes this wonderful city and all the walls and the height of it and all the floors and all. It's going to be something, okay? Anyway, it's prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Before I go any farther, again, just a reminder that it's speaking of Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ will be who is God manifested in the flesh. Jesus Christ is God, very God. Jesus Christ is the only God, the Godhead, that we will ever see. I have a couple of good preacher friends. They're great men, and they've forgotten more than I'd ever know. But they believe that we'll see God the Father and God the Son. We won't see God the Holy Ghost because we know he's a spirit, you know. But they believe we'll see the Father and the Son together. I don't believe that at all. I believe that when we see God, when we see Jesus, we see the Father. He told that to Philip. He told that to Philip, show us the Father. Philip, haven't I been with you long enough? You should know by now. If you see me, you see the Father. So anyway, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Now, I mentioned in Isaiah 7:14, where it talks about His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The word Emmanuel means God with us. We see that also in Matthew chapter 1, verse number 23, when the angel appeared to Mary and Joseph there and told them that his name would be Emmanuel, being interpreted, God with us. So Jesus Christ literally is God with us. And we see that here. In verse number 3, forever and forever, forever, we'll be with Jesus. And heard a song this morning about that New Jerusalem coming down. And look for me, you know, at Jesus' feet. Don't look for me at the walls of Jasper. Y'all remember that song? I won't be by the walls of Jasper, that beautiful song. Brian Free and Assurance was singing this morning on the we were watching something this morning where they were singing it, and I thought about this, how true that's going to be. You know, don't look for me at the gates of pearl and the wall of jasper. Beautiful song. Look for me at Jesus' feet. I understand the thought, but one day we'll see these gates of pearl and the walls of jasper and the river of life and all. Boy, what a sight that's going to be. But the focus is going to be God himself and be their God. Now, verse number 4. Again, I'm trying to I don't want to rush through this, but we looked at this last week. Verse number 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Remember, I've said in Isaiah 65, let me go back there and read what the prophet Isaiah said about that. Isaiah 65. For behold, I create a new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. It's important to remember that. Back in Revelation 21, where he says, and neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. We read in Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 7, that the name of the wicked shall rot. The name of the wicked shall rot. And you've heard me from this pulpit say this before. We have some visitors here this morning. That often people would wonder, for eternity will we think of our loved ones who are suffering in the lake of fire forever and forever and burning there? No, he's going to wipe that memory away from us like they would do a computer bank. I don't know nothing about computers, but I know you go in the computer and wipe it clean, you know. I like this illustration better in the computer because I don't relate to computers. I don't own one. I don't want one. The closest I got is my phone, and I don't even mess with that hardly. I just learned how to text about a year ago. Anyway, I like this illustration better because I can relate to this. I got this from my dad, that our minds, I wish our minds were like toilets with a little treadle on the, how you flush it and all that garbage is in there, and you can go to somebody's mind and just flush that thing and all the nastiness and all the freshness goes in. Well, God's going to do that to us, and you know what I'm talking about. He's going to wipe that memory from our loved ones that would be eternity in the regions of the doomed and the damned. We won't be thinking about them. And are y'all following? The memory of the wicked shall rot. In other words, it's going to be done away with. He makes all the former things are passed away. I mentioned some things last week. No more sorrow, no more separation, no more sin, no more sickness. Won't that be something? My wife's at home, Wally's at home, others at home sick. Well, one day we won't have any more sickness, any more pain, any more hurricanes. Amen. No more power outages. Why? We don't need the light because Jesus is going to be the light of the city. And he ain't never going dim. You know, Daniel was talking about the other night, his lights were starting to flicker. And then they came back home and all of a sudden they just went out completely. Well, that new Jerusalem, Jesus is going to dwell there. You don't have to flip on a light switch. You know, he's going to light. He'll be the light for that city. So we see that I have a note here. In Genesis, God invoked the curse. Remember when Adam fell? God invoked the curse. In the book of the Revelation, God revokes the curse. If he invokes it, he can revoke it. How can he do that? Because he's God. I like the part where it says no more sorrow. And I'm glad, you know, there's a lot of sorrow in this world. Job talks about man is born for trouble and sorrow. I mean, just death. I will say this. Paul and him came over to the house yesterday and had some trees down in the yard that was hanging over. And we cut some limbs. And out of the tree fell some baby squirrels.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this Sunday evening at 6 p.m. to hear Danny Funderburk minister to us through music. You won't want to miss it. That's this Sunday, October 30th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.